there is going to come a point on this weekend where you're just sick of your family and your friends, and you want to, you're just killing innings, really. Just killing time until they are leaving Atlanta. Mara Davis is here from Atlanta Eats to tell you where you can take them to eat, what you can do before you strangle them.
I love your peace, love, and positivity.
I mean, that's
with
the
this.
Truth, right? I mean, they got a shelf life of about 48 hours.
What? Oh, 3 days. Guests are like fish. You give them 3 days.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah. They start to smell after 3 days, and it's like, you gotta go.
Fish stinks from the head, yeah. So there you go. Thanksgiving is one of those great holidays, though, I think. Because it revolves around a meal and comfort food. There's sports. We're gearing up to Christmas.
Shopping,
all of that. So here are a couple things for you to do.
Okay.
Now, Wednesday night, if you should, before anything starts, the Atlanta Botanical Garden and their holiday lights, just
it's
so you know,
awesome.
The rate goes up in peak season. So if you go to their website, you can see all the different times. Mo, if you haven't seen the garden lights, it's excellent.
It's spectacular. Yeah. It meets the hype. Yep.
It really does, but it gets really, really crowded. So my advice to you is if you can, go next week during the week, because when it's off peak, if you go on like a Tuesday night, mm-hmm. you're going to go Thanksgiving night. It is open Thanksgiving night, but they have hot chocolate and songs and lights and, you know.
It's really cool.
Drinking anything spiked or anything extra you want to do along with that is also fun.
Yeah, you can drink and walk through the garden.
Yeah, you got me now. Yeah.
You can?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So one thing I love to tell people when they're like, oh, I want to come to Atlanta, I love going to the Beltline. I think it's the best way to see the city. It's the best way to see our diversity, art, restaurants, shopping, bird scooters. What's your feeling on the birds and the limes, you guys?
I love them.
Yeah, I love it too. What's your beef with them?
It's not a beef. It's just not. It's more like in my neighborhood where I live in Virginia Highland, mm-hmm. they're just dumped everywhere.
That's what's so beautiful about it.
So
unless it's your front yard.
Yeah.
And
I can understand where you're coming from.
They are literally on my sidewalk, just like birds and limes everywhere. But anyway.
Birds and limes.
But riding on the Beltline, even though I don't know how excited they are about that, but I think the Beltline is just a great way to see the city. There's so many different restaurants to choose from. Mm-hmm. If you do Pond City Market or Krog or along the way, there's a lot of great places you can go. It's a great way to show people out of town. I think a hike Kennesaw Mountain is really a fun thing to do. I love the rotisserie shop. You can go to lunch afterwards there after you burn off all those calories doing that.
Is that more challenging than Stone Mountain?
Oh, I think it's about the same. It depends on your hiking prowess. I don't know. I don't like nature. In general, I just don't. Ask anybody who knows me. It's not my thing.
Mara, what do you like?
I love eating.
Okay.
I love traveling.
Okay.
Eating, pop culture, the Burt Show fam. And there's a lot of things I like. I'm really not that grumpy all the time. If you go downtown, the College Football Hall of Fame is a great one. The Civil Rights Museum is a great thing to take your out-of-town guests to. A Walking Dead tour, that's something that's so cool because it's so uniquely Atlanta. There are a lot of them. So you can find that. Nick and Norman's, which is in Sonoy. I finally got a chance to eat there. It's really cool. It's like a little Southern Hollywood in that town. I think that's a neat little day trip. Buford High way, of course, try food terminal, do something different, go to a farmer's market, go to Little Chinatown there. I think that's a great way to have your out-of-town guests really see Atlanta. And if you got to do southern food at Mary Max mm-hmm. or maybe Revival is a great way to give a slice of the South. By the way, follow me, Mara Davis 2000 on Instagram. Watch Atlanta Eats. We are on every single day, Saturdays and Sundays on Peachtree TV. And we'll see us there. And you'll see us there. And I'm just going to go back to eating.
Mara Davis.
But not out in nature.
No.
Inside.
The great indoors.